All right, so Woody just sent me a note that he's listening today in the shower, which I find just a touch upsetting, I guess, just listening to it from the shower. You know, the image that it conjures up, Woody, I mean, I don't need that kind of pressure. Sorry, and don't clog the drain, you know, whatever, right? All that hair. At any rate, you know, so, you know, you're going to get off to kind of an interesting day. Get up today. Ivy's got this look on her face. What's wrong? One of the dogs isn't feeling well. You know? Sorry to hear that. You know, I've got to go to work now. I scurry along. Yeah, one of the dogs isn't feeling well. Well, I'm glad you got up before I did. Made me excited. You know, we were there during Thanksgiving talking to some friends of ours. Some considering getting a dog, just one. And this other couple we know debating whether to get a second dog. Right? He said, do you have dogs? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have three. Three? How do you have three dogs? I don't know. It keeps our days exciting, like Ivy found out today. It's exciting to get up and go, oh, what is... Did I just step in that? Ugh, one of the dogs not feeling well. Well, these things happen. It's called real life. We discuss that here, too. Say hi to your dog this morning. At any rate, a story that has been in the headlines... Story that's been in the headlines is Line 5, the energy pipeline that connects Michigan's upper and lower peninsula, moving propane and oil, 500,000 barrels a day, by the way, that gets sent off to refineries in Ohio and provides jet fuel for Detroit Metro Airport and propane to heat homes across Michigan. And the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, wants to get rid of this thing because she says it's a threat. A threat to the Great Lakes, although it's never had a leak or had a problem. Enbridge, anyhow, they've dropped the lawsuit Michigan has dropped the lawsuit that was aimed at shutting it down. And it followed a federal judge's decision earlier this month to retain jurisdiction over the suit, saying the state doesn't have standing. And it complicates the discussion over this 68-year-old The 68-year-old pipeline. 23 million gallons of crude a day. It's you know, a four-mile section. It also triggered Canada to call in a 1977 treaty that says you can't shut it down. We have a treaty with the United States. A governor doesn't have that kind of power, so we'll keep you updated on that as we move along. Now, let's talk about Christmas, shall we? You keep hearing the president of the United States and I'm saying it's going to be the best year ever and sales are going to be way up. Well, not exactly. You know what the big sales are? Gift cards, gift certificates, cash. That's what's happening. Just like I told you it would be happening. I told you this some time ago. The big push should be on cards because inflation, people are like, I'm not going to spend $100 on whatever that is, but I'll give you a $50 gift card. $25 gift card. Da-da-da-da. That's the way that's going to work. Anyhow, let's go to bite number one, shall we? Listen to this.
As companies pay more to staff up, discounts will continue to be shallower. And with so much already sold out, gift cards are rising to the top of many lists.
They're opting for gift cards to provide some options for future purchasing when the supply chain issues are resolved.
A holiday wish that so far seems out of reach. Jolene Kent, NBC News, Hazlitt, Texas.
Yeah, there you go from Texas. Gift cards. One of the big pushes right now. Gift cards, right? And the smash and grab thieves, guess what they've got now? Copycats. First time people saw this on TV, they said, hey, they might be onto something here. So copycats now spreading out across the nation, these smash and grab attacks, making it ever more dangerous and chaotic and unpredictable. You go to a high-end store, and what if these people come running in, smashing the counters, stealing jewelry and high-end bags and whatever else they can carry? It's insane. Listen to this.
The chaotic and increasingly dangerous crime sprees are now unfolding in more cities. San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Minneapolis. On some of the busiest shopping days of the year, flash mobs with upwards of 80 people armed with hammers and crowbars are smashing and grabbing their way through high-end retailers as terrified shoppers and employees are threatened with their lives.
We built this thing with our hands. This is our baby, and so just to see it violated is just, it's crazy.
While well-known luxury retailers are often targeted, including those here on Rodeo Drive, it's often small businesses paying the biggest price.
After this scene in San Francisco's Union Square, a mom-and-pop jeweler was robbed of $250,000 in goods in 3 minutes. Another retailer nearby is now spending $30,000 a month on 24/7 security. The cost of doing business could put many out of business.
It is absolutely organized crime. It does look like chaos, but it is really very, very organized and choreographed.
In Oakland, while a news crew covered smash-and-grab crimes, their security guard was shot and killed.
Get on the sidewalk!
To prevent another disaster, summer...
And you can see all over the country, smash-and-grab thieves spreading everywhere. So it's a copycat thing. It has to be, right? Because this wasn't happening everywhere, and now it's happening everywhere. Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., how's that defund the police thing working out for you? How is that defund the police thing working out for you? Which again goes back to why we had record-setting numbers for gun sales in 2021. And the week of Black Friday had almost 800,000 background checks. That's why police people have had it, basically. By the way, if you go to GruberHealth.com right now, I can give you a Black Friday special. Go to Gruber Health right now and you can save $250 off a program to lose weight. $250. Save your life, save money. I mean, you can reduce your blood pressure, get off a couple of the meds, feel better, man. GruberHealth.com. You can do it for yourself. Give yourself a Christmas gift. $250 off at GruberHealth.com. Check it out. I'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
I'm Brad Hoos, and I named my company Muskox Outdoor Apparel after a prehistoric Arctic mammal that has the most insulating fur on the planet. To honor this amazing animal, we make quality outdoor performance gear to help you live your next adventure. And like the Muskox, our gear is built to last, high quality, and survives the element. For every $100 purchase, we donate $10 towards wildlife conservation. So if you're looking for the best flannels and outdoor gear around, visit gomuskox.com.